And as a kind of sidebar or postscript, as long as we had Bart in the studio, we had to ask him about that persistent rumor that Coca-Cola contains cocaine, or used to. The Coca-Cola Company, of course, denies the presence of cocaine in any of its drinks, past or present. But what does Bart say?
The original formula for Coca-Cola would have contained coca leaves that would have contained the alkaloid that is in cocaine. That's cocaine, essentially. And in 1903, Asa Candler, who ran the company, was a Methodist Sunday school teacher. He was puritanical by all accounts, really became concerned about the association between cocaine and black crime in the South. This was the Jim Crow era, and there was no national law prohibiting the sale of cocaine in the United States at this time in 1903. But he was looking at his regional surroundings and hearing a lot of talk that cocaine was associated with black crime. Of course, this was a racist theory at the time, but he didn't want his drink associated with that in the Jim Crow South, and so he decided to remove the cocaine.
Is that to say that before that, I mean, in the late 1800s, that you really could get a cocaine buzz from drinking Coca-Cola?
By all accounts, it would not have been a significant buzz. There are reports that after several drinks, you might have potentially had a sensation of numbing on the tongue. It was a very small amount, but it was in there nonetheless. And so in 1903, he decides to take out the cocaine. But here's the crazy story. He's so obsessed with this secret formula for Coca-Cola that he wants to keep the essence of the coca leaf in Coca-Cola. And so what he does is he sends coca leaves to a company in Maywood, New Jersey, which de-coconizes the coca leaf, essentially taking out the cocaine. And then that cocaine is actually sold to hospitals and to doctors for legitimate medicinal uses. It's used as a local eye anesthetic and for other things. And the leftover stuff, the coca leaf without the cocaine, well, that became one of the secret ingredients in Coca-Cola and remained so through the 21st century. I actually traveled to Peru to confirm that story. And yeah, they still have this trade going in Peru for this secret ingredient in their drink. Cocaine.
Bart Elmore, talking with Steve Paulson.